impossible to overestimate the degree of responsibility, I would speak for both of us now, that each of us feels from different family narratives to embody and fulfill the gifts we were given because of what our ancestors sacrificed for us.
I mean, there's not a day that goes by ever that I know my name is Toby Aaron Khan. My uncle, who I'm named for, was killed in his early 20s as a medical student only because he spoke out against Hitler. My grandfather had won the Iron Cross in World War I. I don't feel I have the right to just think about me. I mean, I really don't. And you know, my mother comes from a great rabbinic family, and so my uncle is from my father's side, but the great rabbinic family is from my mother's side, and I watch, we have family trees going back to the 1400s, and I know that all those people made sacrifices in very different ways so that I could be the educated Jewish artist. And I have to give my grandfather and my grandparents credit. They were the first ones who bought my work. So in other words, they were very observant Jewish family, but they had the most beautiful sukkah of any that I've ever seen to this day. And I love sukkahs, as you know. But they made it with real lace. They made it with, you know, beautiful pine cones and pines. And my grandmother even cut a window out and put lace on the window and had fresh flowers in there. And I never felt I had to rebel to become the artist I wanted to become. I never felt I had to give up my Jewishness. I never felt rabbis ever, ever saying, like, you should be doing something else. I was told, you have a gift, go for it. So I feel very indebted to my ancestors, and I love that they were the type of ancestors that were very thrilled and honored that I was fulfilling my dreams. And I know that Nessa feels the same because, I mean, her family history is amazing. In fact, when we got married, one of our friends joked that we would have been the shidduch in Europe because of, I'm from the Lavush and she's from the Shach. So forgetting about the fact that she's a writer and I'm an artist, or maybe because they would have said,
I don't know if a Frankfurt Jew could have married a Polish Jew. I'm not sure.
That would have been a problem. I'm talking about the learning.
In the hyper quick world that we live in, and the global world, it's essential that people know where they come from. It doesn't have to be illustrious ancestry. It doesn't have to be the family tree kind of ancestry. And to quote Rabbi Kelman again, you know, yichas is great, but yichas atzmi is the most important thing. The aristocracy you invent and earn for yourself is at least intention or, you know, critical. And we Jews would be nowhere without people coming in from the outside, any definition of the outside you want, and refreshing the whole people with different ideas and different ways of looking and thinking. But I have a cousin who, when he married, said at his wedding speech, I still remember this, we're pygmies compared to our immigrant ancestors. And what he meant was people like my paternal grandfather, Iluyan Talmud, came to Canada, worked like a dog all his life. You know, the store in the Depression that went under, and the milk delivery that was so physically onerous. He had as fine a mind as you could ever want. Why did he do it? He did it for the future, not for him. And I know that my father felt that very, very deeply. And in some ways, although these things are not verbalized in families, children grow up and they have a sense of what it took. I didn't know it as a teenager, and I'm a baby boomer, and a narcissistic baby boomer like so many others. But as I go on and I look back and I think about the story, and I think about that there isn't an elevator man or a doorman I pass in New York in any building where I don't think that could have been my grandparents who came here and work with their hands and earn so little money so that I could have this middle-class life, which is such a privilege. And I think as an artist the same way, which is, how lucky is it that in a world of Jewish illiteracy, assimilation, I don't hold any of those people responsible for that. they were lucky. I was lucky that my ancestors, my grandparents, loved Judaism. And in my maternal clan, struck out on their own and invented a way of being Jewish in Canada so as to preserve the capacity to be observant for three, now four generations in a time when everybody gave it up. So that isn't me. You know, and it is humbling to get to that place where you realize it really isn't you. Your vision came purely from the education you got and the commitments of your ancestors, and then it's up to you to do something with it and to become one of those people that, you know, not only transmits it but reinterprets it and uses whatever you have.